What I'd like to see with Iran, I'd like to see them call me. You know, John Kerry speaks to them a lot. John Kerry tells them not to call. That's a violation of the Logan Act. And frankly, he should be prosecuted on that.
Kerry is now being accused of relaying sensitive information to the number one state sponsor of terrorism.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
We had an interesting weekend of more social media turmoil. Folks latched onto a fireworks show in another part of the earth, and the doomsday people came out in mass trying to figure it all out. I'm hoping that's not one of the things you did, but we'll see. I can understand why. We will get into it today. If you watched it and said all that stuff on social media and the stuff going on overseas, I know this is, and you said, hey, I know this is all coming together and the deep state is losing. Well, you're growing, and you're awake. Congratulations. Let's get into it today. Let's see what we got going and brewing and happening. It's pretty cool. You don't want to miss it. Well, folks, don't forget August 11th through 18th. We've got amazing cruise with LT, and we know .com is where you can find it. August 11th through 18th, we're going to be in beautiful Alaska together. Many, and we know, folks will be there. You guys have been signing up in droves, getting those rooms. If you go to the website now, it says that it's basically you can't find a room. Don't fret. You can actually make a phone call, call them up, and let them know that you want to attend, and they will continue to bring rooms to us. And we will also have waiting list for those that did not get on. So please, if you haven't made arrangements, give it a call. We're going to have a blast. We're going to hang out together. We're going to meet my family, Q&A time, and so much more. I'm looking forward to it. My family's looking forward to meeting you guys. It's going to be a blast. Hope you check it out. Now, here's President Trump recently, right after the all the action.
Together, we are taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. They are vicious and they are horrible. But no matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and criminals we're fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God-given right. Your God-given right.
Yeah, there you go. This nation belongs to you. All the things that are going on, the vicious people, the things that are happening around the earth and more, don't forget. Don't forget what's going on behind the scenes. We're going to try to cover it in detail, show you how this is all playing out one step at a time. It's very, very interesting. I was really shocked to see and excited to see the amount of people that were chiming in. And I wanted to, before we get there, I wanted to share this from Professor Patriot, kind of my thoughts as I was sharing with my family. I thought, you know what? He put these words together in a brilliant way, so I'm just going to read it. It's a fine Sunday morning, which means it's time for some altitude with reverence. Yesterday, we followed a military action on the part of Iran that could turn into anything from a limited act of warning to the spark of World War III. Where is your mind on the apocalypse meter? Well, did you immediately project the worst possible outcome? Are you already living through World War III in your mind, or did you keep the attack in perspective and let it play out? Israel has announced there were no casualties from Iran's missile strike. That's interesting. That means the crazy, evil Iranians were tactical and surgical without attempting to take human life. How many times have I observed this of Russia? Those crazy evil regimes keep hearing about seem to be measured and controlled in reality. Iran blew up stuff, not people. So we got lots of noise, no reported Israeli deaths, yet seems more likely that we will have de-escalation than a global conflict. Again, who knows? But the point is, we should take the future as it comes. It's often much better than we think it will be. So many people, and I am not innocent of this, jumped to World War III yesterday, but a global kinetic war is not something that just crops up. It simply isn't like that. There are too many people in positions of power that with a decent head on their shoulders and a reasonable respect for peace and human life. In all human history, we're up to two Earth kinetic wars. They are pretty rare. So yet, like happens all too often yesterday, many days become just one more doomsday in the minds of far too many people. Too many of us spend a lot of time torturing ourselves over futures that never materialize. We get addicted to all is lost doomsday scenarios. The problem is, living with doomsday every day will make it very hard to enjoy the wonderful things that life has to offer. You are experiencing this life through mortal eyes. You have to allow them to see what is good and grand and beautiful. You have to be able to see a bright future, else why continue to rise in the morning? Since we are all still here, your apocalypse has not come to fruition yet. How many have you expected? How many things have you expected to turn out for the worst that worked out for the best? How many times did you think you need to live through an apocalypse that never comes? Much of what we've learned in the past 7 years is that things work out in marvelous and unpredictable ways. We have learned that God wins, that there are good people acting as his agents. Do not be so quick to project a negative future or a terrible outcome. The future is brighter than you think. So I say all this because it's exactly what I was talking about with my family, and you're probably asking, why didn't you say it? Well, I thought that these words were well done, and it kind of gives me something to jump off of just so as we get into and go through each part of this scenario that happened this weekend, we have a better perspective on my thoughts in that there's nothing to panic about. There's more things going on this earth. And how many times do we panic? How many times do we say, this is, oh my goodness, this is bad? Or how many times do we hear people getting on social media, or if you go to the church and they say, that's it, it's the end, we're all leaving now. Well, I guess, you know, everything that we've all tried to attain, it's over with, you know, blah, blah. And it just nonstop. Do you put that in your mind constantly, or do you wake up going, what? I've got some kids to talk to today. I've got some grandkids to go play with. I've got some grandkids. I'll pick up the phone and call them today. I'm going to go make my rounds. I'm going to tell my wife good morning, my husband good morning, and we're just going to have a wonderful day and not get wrapped up in all of this. And so that brings me to one of my favorite golf outings every year is the Masters. And we had a winner 2 years ago, Scott Scheffler last year, John Rahm, and then Scheffler came back. And if you guys remember 2 years ago, I was amazed at Scotty Scheffler's interview. And I said, I want to see his interview after he wins. And at the 6 minute mark, I'm playing this.
And find satisfying.
You know, that's a really good question. I was sitting around with my buddies this morning. I was a bit overwhelmed because I told him, I was like, I wish that I didn't want to win as badly as I did, or as badly as I do. I think it would make the mornings easier. But I love winning. I hate losing. I really do. And when you're here in the biggest moments, when I'm sitting there with the lead on Sunday, I really, really want to win badly. And my buddies told me this morning, you know, my victory was secure on the cross. That's a pretty special feeling.
Your victory secure on the cross. Don't worry about the Masters you're going to play. He's with his buddies, and his buddies say, you know, don't worry about your victory. Your victory's already been secured. Your identity's in Christ. And he said that while the whole world was wrapped around watching him, realizing that he's going to hit golf balls on one of the toughest golf courses on the earth, because this weekend it was windy, it was terrible, and it was hard to get the ball on the green. And he had his buddies around him to tell him, remind him of Christ. That's what it's all about. Don't worry about all the things going on around you. Guess what? You're here today. You're with your buddies. You've got time to pray together. Let's continue to stay in the battlefield and move forward. He said he called his wife, and she said she was praying for him as she's about to have a child. And over again, the folks were saying through the weekend, well, his wife is going to have a baby. He said he would leave the golf course and go see his baby before he would finish out his golf round. And they just kept saying it over and over again. Like, what a man that he would love his wife that much and his future child. He did that 2 years ago also. He mentioned that, you know, how did you feel the morning of the last day? And he says, actually, I was crying. And my wife basically told me, hey, don't you trust the Lord? Why, you know, let's pray and let's get out there and do this. And another one that came out was Bryson DeChambeau. When he got his first round off, he was the winner, and they asked him, hey, do you have any idols out there you look up to in golf? He goes, I don't have any idols. I only worship God. I only believe in God. And I said, man, these journalists are getting just constantly bombarded by these golfers, many of them who follow the Lord, and they give straight answers. So anyway, just a perspective of everything that's going on all around us, you know, how this should play out. So before we get into all these scenarios of war, remember we kept saying FISA and investigations, just kind of put in perspective. One day, all of this is going on, going after Biden, and the next thing you know, they have to go to another part of the earth to get everybody distracted. And it's all done and a precise nature. Let's talk about it.
In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane. That will be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counter-intel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
Has there been a counterintel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
How about on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children, of either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially not in open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence matters.
So you will confirm in the classified setting when we ask you this question of whether there's a counterintelligence investigation, because you are aware that according to the IAA, you are required by law to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation, not just for presidential candidates, but any federal candidate.
We will comply with the law.
So you will answer this in the classified hearing later today?
We will comply with the law.
And what's your understanding of the law?
There's a whole series of oversight requirements that we have related to counterintelligence matters. I'm not going to try to go through all
of them. But specifically the notification of Congress of a counterintel investigation onto a federal candidate. What is your understanding of the law?
Again, I would want to refer to the lawyers to make sure that I'm appropriately complying with it, but I can tell you we're going to comply with the law, and my understanding is we have been.
Is your assessment that you're required to notify Congress of any counterintel investigation into any federal candidate?
I'm going to defer to the lawyers as to the precision of that.
You're the director of the FBI. They report to you. What is your understanding of the requirement in the IAA?
We're going to comply with the law, including whatever's in the IAA.
Over and over and over. They bicker back and forth. Give us the show, and they don't really answer the question. Showing so many that might be paying attention to this, what in the world are they hiding? I mean, what would be the only reason they'd have to go back and forth over and over again to discuss the same thing and ask the same question over and over again? Is that for us, or is that to wake up the people that still don't care, don't pay attention, just want to watch their television sets and see if it's anything interesting going on? Paul Sperry, disgraced former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, this morning on Communist News Network, CNN, finally admitted the FISA application he signed to spy on Trump advisor Carter Page was wrong. Did you hear that? Quote, "There were many mistakes in that FISA," he confessed, "and it was," quote, "regrettable." You got to be kidding me. Why wasn't that all over the news? Why didn't they talk about that over and over again? No, they wanted to show us another part of the earth with bombs going off and fireworks. So D-class, right? It's coming. D-class, I think it's been happening, folks, through movies, through television shows. I think many of those things have been grabbed, just like we shared last week. D-class will destroy their last stand. FISA will be the start and prepare public for Huber. Did you get that? FISA will be the start, prepare the public for Huber. Well, part of that FISA is what? McCabe. Interesting. They should have never spied on Trump the way they did. They were wrong. FISA's the start. FISA immediate confession of illegal acts. Who are the signers? Who signed it? FISA immediate conference start of a Hussein spy campaign to rig an election was based on false info. FISA implicates Rodham Clinton, Democrat Party, as feeders of false info with the intent of securing the mainstream media and blast insurance. Remember the insurance. We've got insurance that if Trump gets in, we'll take care of it. FISA implicates senior members of the UK, MI5, and U.S. Intel, White House, Five Eye. Remember the nations, Five Eye Nations, Republican Party, Congress, Senate of known corruption and effort to retain power and rig election and safeguard events. FISA equals the ties. Ties the mainstream media heads to the D Party, other foreign heads of state and co-op strategy. FISA brings down the House. FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, does not include FISA. All of this playing out day after day. Logical thinking, public awareness, foundation built Huber, no spelling errors intended. Oh, my goodness. And it just gets so much better day after day. Phones were present. FISA goes both ways. Information warfare, folks. These things that played out, they have it all. We are watching it day by day. And we're bringing Obamagate back to light. Why has it stayed on us for so long? Why has it continued to play out even on Fox News for so long? Why didn't they just erase it all and just ignore President Trump? They could have done that. Get the documents from the CIA that you have requested about how Obama involved them and Five Eyes intel operatives to spy on the Trump campaign and sabotage the Trump presidency. FISA reforms will be easier after those documents come in and new church committee is set up. Remember FISA. Get a warrant.
You believe Joe Biden mishandled classified information?
I'm not going to discuss the report. That's the special counsel's report, and I've referred
it. In your opinion as director of the FBI, do you believe he mishandled classified information?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the report, and the special counsel can speak for himself on his report.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, "I just found all the classified stuff downstairs," end quote? Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully...
Of course he's not going to say he's aware, even though he's supposed to be aware. Which then leads to Iran launching drones towards Israel. Amazing how everything shifts and distractions are headed all over the place. We're going to get into that more after this. Folks, are you struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? The IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents, and sending millions of final demand letters. Well, In these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. No matter your tax issue size, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to reduce your debt significantly. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate. They protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock's ticking. Don't wait until the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Go in the description box below and click on that link, tnusa.com/andweknow, or call 1-800-245-6000. Don't let your tax issues overpower you. Again, go in the description box below, tnusa.com/andweknow. So all the horrific things Democrats said would happen if I became president, President Trump, are happening right now under Joe Biden, huh?
What's going on with Israel, October 7th, and what's going on with Israel could end up in a world war. We have,
of course, this is President Trump stating on April 13th, 2024. Huh. And then what happens April 14th? Check this out.
President that can't put two sentences together. We have a president that can't find the stairs off a stage. We have a president that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And we could end up in a world war. You know, we have just a little bit less than 7 months now, months before November 5th. But that's an eternity when people are incompetent.
Imminent attack by Iran in response to an Israeli attack on an Iranian consulate in Syria. But the bottom line is they're still waiting.
Oh, the timing. President Trump, what goes on with Israel could end it in a world war. April 13th, 14th, it happens. Also interesting, April 12th to the 13th, Joe Biden gave Iran $6 billion, says Kash Patel. Remember that in the days to come. Wow, it's amazing how he kind of knew something might happen in the future. So close. And then Iran launches a drone strike on Israel following a deadly April 1st strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Kevin Cork, live in Washington. The U.S. is rushing warships into position in an effort to protect Israel and presumably American forces just in case of an attack from Iran. There are reports that Iran could strike within the next 2 days. President Biden addressing the issue today, saying his expectation is that it'll likely happen sooner rather than later. Biden also issuing a warning saying, quote, we will support Israel and help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
Interesting. So, on the 14th of April of 2018, 6 years ago, we had this drop from the Intel board. Expand your thinking, the date versus actual Iran next. April showers. Huh. Do you believe in coincidences? Showers. April showers. Everything, every single conflict on the planet seems to be funded by the USA in some way or another. My tax dollars supporting Israel, guys, all of you out there, your tax dollars. And somehow they're also part of the tax dollars going to Iran. Remember the Iran deal and all this money that keeps going over there? Like, man, we're funding both sides. Kind of awkward how this all plays out, huh? Don't you think it's weird? It is, by the way, when Scotty Marr puts out some videos, he helps get this stuff together. And when I go out and grab things, I notice that it seems like he's on the same page. And he put his little intro together for Scotty Marr 10, and I thought this is really cool because I'm a Star Trek fan myself.
Transporter room, emergency beam up now. Scotty, beam us up fast.
Scotty beam us up fast. Scotty, we're dead.
Fast.
Two days from now, the entire world will witness the commencement of the very first Biden trial. They're all Biden trials. You know that, right? And I'm proud to do it for you. Have a good time watching. Have a good time watching. On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk. I have a crooked judge. This has never happened before, by the way. You do know that, right?
So while all the Biden trials are playing out, they're going to be talking about war. Kim Runner, 5:23 p.m. Eastern Time. President Trump, Israel is under attack. This should never have been allowed to happen. This would never have happened if I were president. And what does she point out? Kim Runner, choice words, allowed to happen. Allowed to happen. This should never been allowed to happen. Who allowed it to happen? Good catch. And of course, Trump's 5:23 stamp, timestamp of releasing that. Checkmate. Winning on the board. Today's Delta, remember Trump's president, trust president of the United States, Sparrow Red, missiles only. Intel good. Just missiles, huh? Just a few missiles here and there. Nothing about death or anything like that. Expand your thinking. The date versus actual. We showed that. April showers. And then the funding party. Remember the U.S. sent a plane with $400 million in cash to Iran. I thought it was $400 billion, but I guess it was million. President Obama approved the $400 million transfer, which he announced in January as part of the Iran nuclear deal. Of course, they take that money and they're able to come up with so much more. Chaos coordinator rumors of wars. First, they say no war. Then taxpayer-funded kidnapping is out. Suddenly, fake wars are being shown. Yeah. So that what are they showing? Old footage of a Texas wildfire was shown as an impact of Iran's attack on Israel by Iranian state TV. Yeah, they're showing the fires in Texas saying, look at the impact that we had in Iran into Israel. See how they fake it? Remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Times like these should make us all realize how lucky we were to have Trump, his strength and his resolve. And don't forget, in 2018, we were told we stand with the good people of Iran who are currently battling their installed regime of freedom. That's right. They have installed leadership. It seems like a lot of these nations have installed dictators. Somebody has puppet strings, and they're controlling all these leaders around the earth. True rule, the people have their power. Rise up and demand they be removed. At some point, military generals will act with the will of the people simply because their soldiers are the same people and have no choice. We stand with you. We're monitoring the situation. Stay safe. Remember, it was Christmas Eve in the dead of the night that they cross an icy river to slit the throat of their enemies. Fletch 17 said Trump just referenced this, and after Scavino mentioned 1776. And we're looking at that crossing of the Delaware, George Washington. And so here's a clip from the speech. Thank you, Kim Runner, for catching all of these. Check it out.
Pennsylvania is where our founding fathers declared American independence. So much history. I mean, you have so much history here. Just think of it. It's where the army weathered its brutal winter. We're sort of weathering it right now, but I don't think. Theirs was much worse. It's where the army weathered its brutal winter at Valley Forge, where General George Washington led his men on a daring mission across the Delaware, and where our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. Pennsylvania is where our founding fathers...
So what is he saying here? So much. His speech in Pensacola mentioned the U.S. military providing justice. What has been said about the U.S. military? The speech yesterday verified and unlocked so much. Watch the speech. That's a good one. The bottom portion of 8:14. Proofs only meant for you. They're only meant for you. Many of you are awake to the situations that are happening. You realize the deep state's in panic mode. They're losing. And of course, true Stormy Joe showed us Israel for last. Remember, they're saving Israel for last. What does that mean to most of you out there that are listening? I can give you my viewpoints on it. I've talked at it at length to many of my close friends and associates. President Trump even posted, "May God have mercy upon my enemies because I won't," General George S. Patton. In 2014, Dan Scavino reminded us of that. And then, of course, in President Trump's speech, he reminded us that everything that Biden touches turns to, you know what, a pile of dog, you know what. All right, so all of these predictions playing out, every time President Trump mentions what's going on, it seems to play out and happen. Every time it plays out, they ask for more money from us. Didn't take long for them to ask us for our money for Israel and Ukraine. We're like slaves, just constantly working, dishing out the money for these other countries. Thomas Massey said it seems increasingly likely that the strategy to get Ukraine foreign aid through Congress will be to attach Israel foreign aid to it. But those should be separate votes. Which of these best reflects your preference? Now, if you're not looking at your screen, you're listening. He said $14 billion to Israel, only 14% wanted that. $60 billion to Ukraine, only 9% of the voters out of 64,000 people wanted it. Send the money to both, only 8% said they wanted that. Send money to neither Israel or Ukraine, 69%. And of course, if you, as we mentioned earlier, trending all over X, World War III, crypto crash, and drones. I saw this from OG Anon 661. And I thought it was interesting. It was just somebody out there. They wanted to get their thoughts out. And I thought, you know what? I agree with this. I will continue to remind people that this constant threat of World War III is nothing more than a show. If we are still waiting on the scare necessary event, then in my mind, there's nothing bigger than the threat of World War III. I look at this and I'm constantly annoyed when I see people continuing to scream about the fake news while simultaneously sharing news articles from these same outlets, just like the polls. We know the polls mean absolutely nothing, but when we see one showing Trump dominating, we share all of it. Yet when there's a left-wing poll showing Biden eking out a win in November, we laugh at it. We can't have it both ways. Either the mainstream media is a bunch of liars or they're not. In my opinion, they are liars, so I take everything they say, good or bad, and take it with a grain of salt, which brings me back to World War III. I'll be honest with you guys at this point. I have no idea what's real. What's real? How do we know there's an ongoing war in Ukraine? Because the mainstream media tells us. How do we know there's a war between Israel and Palestine? Because we're told there is. Yeah, sure, there's people out there that send us messages, and you know, I'm adding to this. Sure, we've seen video after video of terrible things that are happening in different parts of the world. But we are, many of them, are they real? Sadly, at this point in the game, I have no idea. We know where the technology is. We know what Hollywood can do with special effects. Do you really think the governments of the world don't have the same ability to show us whatever they want to fit the narrative? Here's my point. I believe in Q. I've been a believer now for 6+ years. I've had my ups and downs, my good days and bad, but ultimately when I weigh the facts that I've seen, I conclude Q is real. And they're doing exactly, if I get back to this where I had it. Let me go back to, what was that, number 6. Let me go to number 7, because I actually had this ready. What they told us they were going to do, they are dismantling the cabal. They are freeing minds, and they are waking up every hour, every day. So would I put it past them to fake wars while simultaneously building up the biggest threat on the planet, World War III? No, I would not. If scaring us out of the planet, half the planet, is what it takes to get the final push and wake up the few remaining moderate-leaning Democrats and liberals who are still on the Biden bandwagon, then I'm all for it. Did you get that, folks? Think about the many people that you're trying to talk to that won't listen. They love Biden. They love the left. They love being a liberal. And for some reason, everything that they've been screaming about, President Trump wants to cause wars. Well, how many did he get us involved in? But how many has Biden pushed us into? He's all about supporting us. You know, we want help. We need free this, free that. Oh, really? Well, you guys wanted the illegals to come in, right? Oh, yeah, open borders. How's that working out for you? You know, just think about it. As long as we understand the truth, this is all a show. We literally are watching a scripted movie. Now, guys, I'm pretty much behind that. Filled with actors, twists and turns and action sequences. Maybe I've gone completely off my mind. Maybe I'm wronger than wrong. Me too, folks. I say it sometimes too. I'm just LT behind this, trying to gather all the information as much as we can behind people and praying to God, what do you have for us, Lord? What's going on? Maybe we'll be the idiots sitting on the porch eating popcorn 2 seconds before a real nuclear device lands on us. But I'm willing to risk it. I firmly believe most of the cabal leaders are already gone. I believe they've been replaced by actors wearing masks, especially Biden. Each of them is reading from not a single script, but literally hundreds of them. I believe the Q team is working in conjunction with Russia, China, North Korea, and yes, Iran to wrap up this movie, give us a planet we all deserve. We're in for one hell of a show. Are we close to the end? Yes, I believe we are. Weeks or months, who knows? Doubt it, but yeah. People are telling us to trust the plan. Don't be shocked when Trump is found guilty. Don't be shocked if he lands in prison. Expect it, and then watch as he somehow finds a way out of it, just as he's done for 8 years now. Either he's the luckiest man on the planet, or someone with a lot of power and abilities is looking out for him. Which do you think is more plausible? Keep following the story. Enjoy the show, because if I'm right, we're watching the greatest show on earth play out right before our eyes. Happening. All of this has been scripted a long ago. As for World War III, until you personally witness a bomb falling on your neighbor's house, I'd advise you to proceed with skepticism. Everything we've seen since January 2021 has been about waking more people up. Nothing more, nothing less. Does nobody find it odd that Q has all but completely vanished during the Biden administration? You think it's by design? Have you still not learned to play the game? Eyes of the country. Folks, what did Q Team do? They removed themselves from the equation. They forced all eyes on Sleepy Joe. That's why the left is moving on from him. That is why young people are having second thoughts. Joe Biden, or whatever that is under the mask, has done more damage to the Democratic Party these last 3 years than Q or us could have ever done. We did our part. We woke up the patriots, the normal folk, and showed them they still have a voice. But Joe, he's systematically splintered and demolished his own party, but all is lonesome. Do you think that was an accident? Think bigger. Think 5D chess. Think about everything we learned from Q and then apply it to what we are seeing today. Take comfort as you begin to understand the plan. It's indeed working to absolute perfection. It may be frustrating. You may be sick of waiting, but use your head and the skills you've learned to understand what we're truly witnessing. Have faith, trust in God. Continue to be patient. End's coming. None of us will be disappointed when how this ends. Be safe. Watch each other's back. Thank you, OG Anon 661, for that. Totally enjoyed reading it. Folks, if you enjoy this show, remember you can go to andweknow.com. That's truth, hope, faith, and freedom for all. We also have a site where we try to get away from the mainstream media as much as possible. It's called thepatriotlight.com. I hope that you go visit that. We have home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and so much more. It is absolutely amazing. We hope that you guys would check that out. And also, we are on social media. When you see us, we'll be on Facebook. We are on Instagram. You have to look at us in the description box below or go to our website to get to them, because they're given different names. Also, wanted you know that we have a new product in. We've got the new car flags. Many have been asking for this. That's right. The new flag, the Ott car flags, are now available. Put them on your car. You can drive them around. And remember, we've got our new, people are loving the 3/4 and long sleeve tees, available in some of our favorite colors. All available at shop.amweknow.com, on our website, amweknow.com, and more. Folks, I hope you check that out. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
What's going on with the world? What's going on? Everybody's fighting. Russia, Ukraine, Israel, the Middle East is blowing up. Everything's blowing up. China's going to be next with Taiwan because of weakness. China's going to be next. What's going on? He said, bring Donald Trump back as president and it'll all stop. It'll all stop.
So now he's claiming China and Taiwan will be next. That'll be one to keep on the dockets. You know, former General Wesley Clark revealed U.S. plan for Middle East wars and taking out seven countries. He did this in 2007. Just a reminder.
He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. If you were Iran, you'd probably believe that you were mostly already at war with the United States anyway, since we've asserted that their government needs regime change.
So all of these playing out just like they told us. I mean, they let you know who we're going to go after. It's like this never-ending call for war. General Flynn says, and sadly, under the Biden regime, nothing has changed. Thank you, John Basham, for a reminder. All war is a deception. There are others salivating right now over the situation in the Middle East. Pray for the best, but prepare for the worst, and do not be distracted. Stay focused on what is important in your lives right now and control what you can control. God bless America. What are those crying out for war? I've
been saying for 6 months now, hit Iran. They have oil fields out in the open. They have the Revolutionary Guard headquarters you can see from space. Blow it off the map.
Blow it off the map. Send them money and then blow them off the map. All of this playing out where, of course, remember as we saw the news, let's recap. NBC, according to informed sources, what's going on? New York Times citing Israeli officials. NBC citing U.S. admin official. That tells you how reliable these statements are, considered the source of all that this is going on. And then they run out to the news and then they start telling you more and more of what they want.
I'm more dedicated now to bringing stability to your country in this region because I think Iran's goal is to destroy your efforts to reconcile with the Arab world. It's a nightmare for the Ayatollah. It's an absolutely essential ingredient to a better, more stable Mideast and a safe and secure Israel. In a prosperous Palestinian.
And so they are telling them how much we're going to support you, and then Netanyahu tells them how much they need their support. And then at the very end, we get this particular statement.
Maximum power with maximum precision everywhere that's needed.
And we have your back.
Thank you.
We have your back. Thank you. And off they go. President Trump.
This is an attack that would not have happened. I mean, to think about what we have to go through and the things we put up with the border, with no energy independence, with all electric cars. Would everybody like to buy an electric car for the rest of your life? But we will return the world to peace through strength, and it'll happen very quickly. I will revive American strength abroad, and we will restore American strength at home. We were respected 4 years ago all over the world. Today, we are considered a joke. It's not going to be for long. Believe me, it's not going to be for long.
Not going to be for long. And all of this playing out, Grasshopper, of course, catching some amazing things here. 4:10:20 midnight crumbs. Iran under Trump versus Biden. What happens when too many people don't buy what they are selling? What happens when too many people wake up? What happens when they lose control of the digital battlefield? Wake up, learn, question, fight. That was all from President Trump's drop. Under Trump, Iran was weak and broke. Iran is rich in funding terror under Biden. Huh. All of this funding. And then it makes you wonder, you know, when you're checking in on the Biden administration's claim that the money they released to Iran will be under our control. What a joke.
The U.S. will have visibility. We'll be able to engage in oversight about where the money was going and for what purpose.
September 13th, 2023.
If Iran tries to divert the funds, we'll take action and we'll lock them up again. And there will be sufficient oversight to make sure that the request is valid and that it's going through vendors who we and the Qataris can trust will actually contract for the goods, the medical equipment, the food, whatever it is. The regime doesn't get to touch the money, Peter. Doesn't go to them. They don't get to decide ultimate destination, and they have no direct access to it.
John.
And then we'll go to January 4th, 2024.
Iran made two transactions withdrawing from the previously frozen funds in Oman. What were those transactions for?
I don't have the details on that, Jackie. You're going to have to let me get back to you on that.
Yeah. See what's being revealed day after day. We're realizing more and more.
You know, right now, millions of people are entering our country from prisons, from mental institutions, entering our country from prisons.
So as President Trump was talking, there's a guy in the back. It looks like he has an old BlackBerry. He brings up his phone and shows the letter Q. Zoom in. There it is. Interesting catch. Who is that guy? What's going on with that? How did he get by with putting that up there and bringing it in? Maybe it's just a piece of tape. He put a Q on there to print it out. Who knows? It's just kind of interesting.
That we've never seen enthusiasm like this time. The one said, Jessica said, you know, in 2016, it was good, really good. It was incredible. It was like a happening. 2020 was just as good and maybe even better, sir. This blows both of them away. And I think it's true. Because you know what? You look at this crowd. You look at this crowd, which you can't see the end of it. But you look at this crowd. And in all fairness, we're 6.5 months away from that's a long time. Most of these candidates on the night before the election would have a crowd that would be their largest crowd. And they wouldn't have anywhere near the people that we have right now. We're 6.5 months away. I wish we could move the election to Tuesday. Is there anything we can do? I want to move the election to Tuesday. You know, in the UK, they can pick their election. They say, we're going to have the election next week. I want to be able to do that. Would that be possible? From the very first day that we take back the White House from crooked Joe Biden, I believe we're going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country.
Does he look panicked to you? No. Is he talking about the future of America? He is. Did he keep telling us that we're going to have the greatest 4 years we've ever seen? Yes. And so, yeah, do I hold to those words? Do I believe him? I do. Again, we don't worship this man, and I have to tell people over and over again because there might be new listeners. We don't think that he's the Messiah. But I do believe when I read the Word of God that certain people are sent as leaders for us to say, you know what? There seems to be something going on here. It's going to be biblical. We hold to that. As we move forward, we notice even on the money side, we were reminded that 10 of these, you're looking at gold on your screen, would buy an average home in 1929. If you kept that same bar of gold, 10 of those bars of gold, it actually will buy you the same house in 2024, but the, you know, a higher price value. Well, how does that work? Well, the prices are going up with silver and gold, and we had the discussion about this, about how amazing it is when you own silver and gold, the value just seems to remain. And Dr. Kirk Elliott was talking about that. If you missed our interview yesterday, you can go to andweknow.com/gold, reach out to them, and he will talk to you. And his team will talk to you about what they can do to help you with this, with gold and silver. It's amazing.
5,000 ounces. I mean, right. Dollars. I mean, this is, start looking at wealth as how much you can control. What is the real tangible value of what that gets you, right? And so here's where that to me is really important, because this is why the Fed basically said, we are not going to release that information, because it shows that America is on the road to serfdom, on the road to poverty, and where the East is on the road to wealth.
So we talked about that in length, and he's just got great info. Hope you check that out. And also, we had recently some more revelations when it comes to the vaccines, what people have gone through with these vaccines, and more. Gina Carano, she was on with Tucker Carlson. And she said she was basically grown spiritually as a Christian since the pandemic after being fired for speaking out for the unvaxxed. who have now been completely vindicated. She has great testimony how she gave over her trust to God for justice against Disney. And just 1 week later, after completely doing so, Elon Musk's lawyers reached out to her to give her the power to take them to court. I thought this was great.
Did your spiritual perspective change?
I've always been a Christian, but I never felt so much like a Christian as I do these last few years, and it just keeps growing. And, you know, I think that's something that makes people cringe, and I've seen that happen, but...
Why does it make people cringe when you say that?
Well, I think, you know, religion and any type of, you know, it's been used so wrongly, you know, it's been used so aggressively and wrongly to persuade people in evil, you know, ways that are fake, and it's really turned people off, because usually when people go to God or go to a place of God, they're searching because they're hurt and they're wounded. And when you are hurt and wounded, and then you get hurt and wounded by the person, the people or a place that you feel is supposed to protect,
yes,
and be the safe place, I think then people just get really angry at God. And I don't think that it's God that maybe they're angry at. It's at the experience, you know.
Yes.
And so
the people claiming to represent him.
Yeah, so I really haven't been to church, an actual church, probably in 20 years.
Yeah.
But I, in the last 3 years, have just grown so much closer and understanding. And so it was actually at that point where I said, you know, I was like, God, you know, all these people are getting justice, you know, and I know I was done so wrong. It was so wrong what happened to me. And I know that there's so much more wrong that happened to so many other people. And so I even felt like, you know, like, don't be a brat about this, Gina. Like, there's, you know, doctors and lawyers and police officers and nurses. And, you know, this is like awful things are happening all around to everybody. And so I started looking at my justice as, you know, starting over in Montana and being able to see the big sky and just being so grateful for my surroundings. And then finally, it was really interesting when I finally got that out of my heart and truly gave it over to God and was just like, it's yours. If I stay in the desert of work and I never work again in this business, then okay, then I need to learn a different skill. You know, I need to figure out what I'm going to do. And so I had to really let it go. Genuinely let it go.
And which isn't easy.
And a week later, well, yeah, that took years. I tried to pretend like I was there so many times, but to genuinely let that last inch of like, it's going to be okay, and I'm going to give it to you. And a week later, I got an email from X, and they said that they were some lawyers that were taking up cases that people had possibly been fired for speaking their opinion on X, and they'd like to hear my case.
Amazing. Finally, she gave up. It's the way she words it, folks, the last ounce of what she had left, last sliver, it's done. After she gave it all up and said, I'm just going to give the Lord whatever you want me to do, to her Heavenly Father, a week later she gets a call, and she gets to be a part of a huge endeavor with X, with something wonderful to help out so many other people. Isn't that amazing? I actually talk about this in my book. If you guys didn't know, we had Beyond the Microphone. I wrote this book about my life story. Just a brief synopsis, especially through the military, not a complete deal like from birth, but just to give you an idea, in one of the chapters, we talk about how when I was in the Marine Corps and I actually got out, when I hit my retirement papers, dropped them, I wanted to do 30, but I got to 20, and some strange things happened, and I talk about that a little bit in the book. And when I finally was given the opportunity to stay in a little bit longer, I remember going home and saying, hey, Heavenly Father, I know that you don't want me to stay in. I had 5 kids at the time. We had no future job lined up. Nothing. And this is what I said. I remember saying this. I'll go down to the local Walmart and I'll stock the shelves at midnight and I'll go get a mobile home and we'll live happy together with my family. Because I'm not going to take these this paper and I'm not going to stand because I know you want me out. I just knew he wanted me out. It wasn't an audible voice. It wasn't like some aha moment or an angel came to visit me. I just knew. You just know. And when I said amen, the phone rang immediately. Hey, Master Sergeant, just want to let you know there's a got a call from Germany about a job interview. And I freaked out and said, give me that number. Called that number. Next thing you know, within 6 weeks, we were flying to Germany. It's amazing when you look at all of this and how it's played out over the years for many. And one of the, another thing I kind of noticed what she mentioned is the church and, you know, how she hadn't been in so long. And remember the church, the word church, right, comes up in conversations. A lot of folks think that that's a building. It's a place you go on Sundays. It's we get our family dressed. We fight through traffic, get a good seat. It's, you know, sometimes you forget. You're not going to church. If you are a believer in Christ, you are the church. 1 Timothy 5, Paul describes the church as being dedicated to doing whatever it takes to reach out and help others. That's right. Caring for each other, as well as those outside of the church, is the quickest way to see Jesus change lives. Too often we, you know, see a need, we wait for the pastor or somebody on a staff to take responsibility, but that's not how it works, folks. It's been given, you guys have been given some skills, abilities, and a lot of you opportunities to serve. And I know many that listen to this, that are dedicated to this show, know, and you're being used by the Lord to reach out to so many. I wanted to show you a couple of other things before we close out today that are happening around, strange things happening around companies and more. North Face sponsored an LGBT overnight camp for 12-year-olds where children perform in drag. Guy was bragging that he was able to perform, do drag, was able to do with many activities. One child attendee said of his time at the camp. All that happening while this is happening too.
Right now, under California law, purchasing a child for sex is a misdemeanor crime. Republican State Senator Shannon Grove wants to change that and have it classified as a felony. As a misdemeanor right now, buyers can spend a maximum of 1 year behind bars plus a $10,000 fine. Grove's proposal, SB 1414, proposes to increase the punishment to a felony with up to 4 years in prison. She also proposes to have these buyers register as sex offenders for 10 years. Senator Grove says this will build off of her work from last year when state lawmakers changed the law to consider child sex trafficking a serious felony in California. This bill is supported by both Democrats and Republicans.
A lot of the survivors or lived experienced experts were saying, you gotta go after the buyer, it's just a misdemeanor. And I thought, there is no way if you buy, I thought they were mistaken.
Opponents of this measure include several criminal justice reform groups, including the Californians for Safety and Justice, Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, and the California Public Defenders Association. That association, in its opposition, has said that current law already addresses the issue. It also said, in part, this bill punishes some defendants more harshly, felony punishment and sex offender registration, even when those persons do not have the intent to have sex with a minor. Similar proposals have been blocked at the state capitol since 2014, according to legislative documents. We'll see what happens with this version of the bill when it has its first hearing next week.
Sick. Purchasing children, and all they get is basically a slap on the wrist. But what they're trying to do is give them 4 years in prison, $40,000 fine. It should be a lot more than that. I noticed in this interview, when she sat down with, I believe, this Republican here in California, Shannon Grove, Bakersfield State Senator, right next to her. I think she made sure this was in the shot. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, right next to her. Again, using the gifts that God's given to fight against those who commit crimes against humanity. Well, that's playing out. There's a Minnesota Children's Hospital This is from an official Minnesota Children's Hospital account. This non-binary doctor claims pronouns affect kids' mental health, so you must make sure not to misgender.
Did you know that it actually does matter if you use someone's correct name and pronouns? Studies have shown that when adolescents have people across any setting, home, school, friends, use their chosen pronoun, they have better mental health outcomes.
Oh, and then at the very end of this, I'm going to play it.
But again, the more that we can do as adults, as parents, as teachers, as pediatricians to respect a child's name and pronoun, we know that they are going to feel a better sense of self and less anxiety and depression long term.
Why would they be depressed if they're excited about sharing that they have a different pronoun? Why not just remain the way that God made them? It's ridiculous. This is a form of emotional blackmail that activist doctors use on parents to get them on board with their child's gender transition. Just showing you more of this as it plays out. And then, of course, if you've noticed the military, a lot of folks have had issues there, and their recruiting goals have not been met in many of the different services. And one of the reasons would be this.
She was like, oh my God, I could never wear that. And I was like, let me show you how to.
So then, next thing you know, these folks are now on social media in uniform, switching out to makeup and drag in uniform. Used to be about good moral conduct, honor, courage, and commitment, not anymore. And of course, then you had this play out where a male just won the girls' 200 meter.
Seven for Bergen Episcopal, Abby Olson. Out very well is Gallagher and McDaniel in lane two. We're going to see Gallagher later on in the relays. Great knees, great drive.
Great knees, great drive, and the guy wins by, what, 5, 7, 8, 10 seconds? Who knows? Set a new record for the girls' race in Sherwood, Oregon. And so, folks, if you go on X to try to find this particular video, they took it down. Yeah, they don't want folks to see this. Interesting, because I thought that it was all about being open there on that social media place, and it doesn't seem like it is. I wanted to get through all of this, and again, just to remind you of where we're at, how this has been playing out for all of us to see in such a way that, you know, pushing this war envelope day after day, we've been told constantly we need to fight against another country, this country, that country, continue to shell out our money to other countries to let them continue to fire rockets back and forth at each other and fight and fight. And it just seems like there's so much confusion. There are people that are on the side of Israel. There are others who are saying, you know what? I've been looking at biblically, and I think we've been lied to about the way that we're supposed to support Israel. If we're Christians, then you see others fighting back and saying, no, we've been told in church that the Word of God says if you don't support Israel, then you're not going to have a blessed future. If you do support them, you're going to be blessed or whatever. And they just verses are being thrown around like these missiles that you're looking at in your screen or fireworks or whatever we're looking at. And everyone thinks that they have an answer. And what's happening is it causes a lot more division and then confusion. So again, I want to remind you, in my honest opinion, do you really have the answer? Are you running to listen to people that claim that they hear from God and they say God said this and God said that and they say that over and over again constantly and you believe every word that they tell you? Are you going to the Word of God and praying and asking the Lord what's going on? Heavenly Father, I'd just like to know. Could you help me? And you read the Word of God and He confirms to you over and over again, guess what? I've got this. Look out for you. Love your neighbor. Love the widows and the orphans. Look out for those that are weaker. Teach the Word of God. Use it day in and day out, and you'll find peace beyond all the junk that goes on, beyond all the politicians that seem that they can run us into more wars. You realize that we can pray and we can ask God for a great revival in our nation and we can see it happening day in and day out. Do you realize that we're seeing one of the greatest, I believe, movies we've ever seen play out in our life? If If you just look at it from that lens and you realize, folks, you got to wake up today. You got a chance to spend time with your children, grandchildren today. You got a chance to make up today what you want it to be through the Heavenly Father's eyes. Let Him guide and direct you. I believe we've got a lot more of this that's going to happen throughout the year. Do not fret. Relax and know it's all about these children. It's about our children, our babies. And I saw this clip and I thought you guys would like it.
Can you sing Hallelujah?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's just amazing. All about our children. And I know it's been a rough time for this country. President Trump knows, too, and we'll end with this.
And it's been a very rough period of time, I'll tell you what, for this country. It's never had. I don't think our country has ever been so low.
Remember, the swamp runs deep. Sometimes you cannot tell the people the truth. You have to show them. How many times have we told our children, those that have kids, and you said, you know what? There's no way they're going to learn until they've been through it. There's no way they're going to learn until I put them through. Folks, I actually took my older sons years ago. Never forget. I took everything out of their room. I gave them a Bible, and they were allowed to come up and eat, and then they had to go back to their room. I did that, I think, for a week. And they, you know why, Dad? I want you to see how your actions can affect you and what prison will feel like if you continue to go down this road. They learned a lesson.
But we're going to change it. We're going to get numbers like nobody's ever seen. I think we're going to swamp them. And this isn't drain the swamp. This is we're going to swamp them. We're also going to drain the swamp. It's a double swamp. Pennsylvania is where our founding fathers declared American independence. So much history. I mean, you have so much history here. Just think of it. It's where the army weathered its brutal winter. We're sort of weathering it right now, but I don't think.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We do lift up all of those that are in countries that seem to be under all kinds of strange attacks, drones, all kinds of light shows in the air, and more things happening and hitting the ground. I can imagine what that must feel like for so many. So we just lift those areas up to you as we're watching this play out. Could you continue to give us clarity of mind? Allow us to live in peace. Allow us to just share the truth of the gospel with many who might be living in nervous times, worried about the end of the world or whatever is around them. We know, God, that you've given us the ample ability to share through your Holy Spirit what guides and directs us day in and day out. And so we ask that you continue to protect those that are on the front lines, those that are in harm's way, especially our families, because we know the enemy wants to attack us. He wants to bring fear into our lives and wants to have us continue to live in doubt about your amazing forgiveness of our sins and your amazing grace over us day in and day out. Thank you for that. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your guidance, your protection, your prayers. I wanted to share one more thing before we go. I saw this and I thought, you know, it's absolutely amazing. Bill Maher came out
last
and said
month,
this, a place that I never thought I'd see it.
England's National Health Service announced that there's not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty blockers for third graders, and that they were going to stop fumbling around with children's privates because that's Prince Andrew's job.
So there he is showing a picture of Prince Andrew, the one that we showed on the Intel board. Look up Ray Chandler. None are safe. I forgot to show that. So I want to make sure we get that in this broadcast today. But thanks once again. You guys are amazing. Please hit the follow button and the share button and the like button. And again, we look forward to next time. All right? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with them we know. Signing out.